Ever wonder what you need to do before you start writing a book? Then listen up. That's what I'm talking about in this episode of The Author Switch.
The Author Switch.
Hello, and welcome to The Author Switch, a podcast dedicated to helping aspiring and new authors turn on the author switch to success in their minds. This is episode number 5. If you missed any past episodes, especially episode number 3 in October, go to authorswitch.com to find them. I'm your host, Karma Spence, author of 5 books, including the award-winning and best-selling Public Speaking Superpowers. You may be wondering why I emphasized catching episode 3 of this podcast. Well, in that episode, I talked about the first step in the author's journey. And in this episode, I'm going to share the second step. These episodes are part of an 8-episode series on the author's journey, and I'll be putting out 1 episode each month. Yes, each episode can stand on its own, and you'll gain valuable information about the various parts of writing, publishing, and marketing a book journey. However, they will help you most if you listen to them all, because they will give you a more holistic view of what goes into making a living as an author. Well, enough preamble. Let's get into the meat of the content, shall we? The second step in the author's journey is pre-work. I know, it's not a sexy term, but it's what I got. So we'll go with it. This is all the stuff you need to do before you actually write your book. Now, you can do it afterward. I know I've done it afterward. However, it is much easier to plan for a successful book if you do this process before you write a word. The first thing you need to do is decide on your book's topic. Duh, right? You may already have done this, but sometimes you might have multiple ideas, and you need to choose one to focus on for this first book. Coming up with your topic is a matter of understanding yourself. What do you know that would be useful to a reader? What are you passionate about that can benefit them? This doesn't have to be mind-blowing or earth-shattering. For example, let's say you're an avid underwater basket weaver. You've got weaving baskets while lounging in your backyard pool down to a science. In fact, you've developed your own personal system for aquatic basket weaving. I bet there are people out there who want to learn how to do what you do. So why not write a book? Underwater basket weaving, if it even exists, isn't going to change the world. But if it does exist, there are readers out there who want to read your book if you'll only write it. Now, what do you do if you've got several ideas for a book? Some people are idea machines, and you may be one of them. I am. I've got a list of at least a dozen books I want to write right now. Anyway, how do you choose which one to focus on next? Ask yourself these questions. Which idea or ideas are you most drawn to? Of those, which one excites you the most? Still not sure? Ask yourself, which one scares you the most? You're looking for the idea with the highest emotional charge for you with this line of questioning. Why? Because that emotional charge will help pull you through the tough spots. Another line of questioning that can help you decide is this. What is your vision for your business? Where do you want it to go? What do you want it to be in a year or 2 or 3 years from now? Once you have that answer, who does this business you envisioned help? And once you have that answer, what book idea would 1, help them the most, and 2, move you closer to your vision? Okay. You've got your book idea. What comes next? Your reader. Now is the time to get very clear on who your reader is. Why? Because it will help you write a more targeted and helpful book, and It will help you market that book more effectively. Next up is to research the competition. Take a look at other books that cover the same or similar topic. For example, I'm launching the second edition of Home Sweet Homepage next year. That book helps authors, speakers, and coaches make their homepage and their website more effective. So I looked at other books that cover the topics of author, speaker, and coach websites. Here's what you're looking for. What information is your competition covering? What information that you have is missing from their books? You want to make sure that your book covers everything that one would expect, plus more. The goal of this research is to discover how you can improve upon, with your book, what is already available. Your goal is to write a better book than what is currently published. And you can't know how to do that unless you've done your research. Okay, you're done with all the research you have to do. Next up is start planning out your content. But before we do that, here is a brief commercial break. Do you know all the steps it takes to go from idea to published book to a business based on that book? You can probably piece them together with internet research, taking classes, reading books, and trial and error, as I have. Or you can take a shortcut. There are lots of steps between an idea for your book and the end goal of a published book that transforms lives and makes you money. It can be very easy to forget a step. That's why I created the Authoneering 101 Checklist. It guides you through all the steps so you don't miss one and you can plan for them in advance, weaving them into your overall writing process. Many times, I've gotten to the end of a book project only to realize, nope, I forgot an important step. This meant either I launch on time and not get the results I want, or I postpone the launch, which you can't really do if you've already announced the publish date. That's why I created this checklist. It shares the 8 steps required for writing a book and building a business around it, and I break those steps down into more manageable sub-steps. To learn more and download your checklist today, go to karmaspence.com/authoneering101. That's karma with a C, spence.com/authoneering101. And now back to the podcast. Hello, and welcome back to The Author Switch, the podcast dedicated to helping aspiring and new authors turn on the author switch to success in their minds. I'm your host, Karma Spence, author of the best-selling and award-winning book, Public Speaking Superpowers. Before the break, I talked about the before-you-write research and decision-making you need to do. I shared how to choose your book idea, I talked about identifying your ideal reader, and I discussed how to improve your book idea by researching the competition. The next thing you need to do is develop your content plan. Some people call this outlining. There are lots of ways to outline your book. That could be an entire episode, although a rather boring one, all its own. But here are the basics. First, you break down your topic into logical chunks. For example, let's go back to our underwater basket weaving idea. Let's say the book is going to be about how to weave baskets underwater, a beginner's guide. What would a first-time underwater basket weaver need to know to get started? Some subtopics might include how to choose the right supplies for underwater weaving. I would think they might be different than regular basket weaving. What kinds of weaving tools you'll need? Perhaps some discussion of air tanks or breath-holding exercises. Maybe a chapter on how to deal with waterlogged hands. You get the point. Remember to add in the topics you discovered from your research as well. Now take these chunks and organize them in a logical order. This could be chronological or systematic or even in an order that spells out an acronym. That gives you the skeleton of an outline. Flesh it out a little, and now your book practically writes itself. However, you're still not ready to write. What? You may be asking. Nope. The next step is to take a look at the marketing ideas you came up with in the first step. The step talked about in episode 3. That's why it's kind of helpful if you listen to that one before you listen to this one. I'm just saying. Anyway, you're going to do 2 things with that proto-marketing plan you came up with. One, You're going to flesh it out a bit more given the information you've done in this step. You now have a clearer idea of who your target market is, and you can start figuring out where they hang out and how you might market your book to them. And two, you're going to see how you can work some of your marketing magic into the book itself. Will the book point toward an online course you've created on the subject? Make sure you drop a hint or two, not too many, but enough that the readers who are interested in more will notice. Also, mention it in the back matter too. How can you make this book you've outlined support your marketing and make that marketing more effective? Make sure you get that into your outline. You see, authorneers write books that play a role in their overall business. So they are always thinking about not only how they can help others with their book, but how that book can invite the right readers into a deeper working relationship. A book can only take a person's transformation so far. Working with the author can take it so much further and so much faster. If you think of the transformational journey you take your clients on as a series of steps they take from where they are to where they want to be, your books are individual steps. More often than not, they are first steps. Your programs, courses, workshops, and other products take people several steps toward their goal, rather than just one. So the book is a tool that helps your ideal clients achieve a win in their journey while falling in love with the idea of working with you. Ta-da! Your pre-work is done! The next step in the journey is the writing and editing phase. I'll talk about that in episode number 7 of The Author Switch, which will come out the second half in January. Between now and then, in episode 6, I'll be chatting with Dawn Owens, author of Light After Layoff. I think you'll enjoy it. Until then, this is your host, Karma Spence, signing off. Ciao!
The Author Switch at authorswitch.com.